All right, folks, we're here with Atlanta Hawks guard V. Krejci, friend of ours with LaVale Sanders, doing big things at Binghamton. V, Atlanta, how's it been, bro?
It's different, man. It's different, you know, from OKC. It's a different city, but I like it, you know. I am finally settling in, you know, got all my stuff from OKC, you know, got the apartment. So, you know, I love the city, I love the people here, I love the fans. So, you know, I'm excited.
How's it been playing with Coach Nate McMillan, a dude who's did so many things in basketball, playing in Seattle, great coach, me, different teams. How's it been playing for him and him coaching you up, being a guard?
Yeah, I think it's different. Again, like, you know, I compare a lot to OKC my first year, obviously, and it's just a different mentality. You know, here it's all about winning, you know. So it's nice to be in an environment where, you know, you care about, all we care about is winning. You know, we want to take that next step, and we're trying to figure it out. You know, obviously we have all the talent, and we believe in all the coaches, all the front office, you know, the whole organization, that, you know, we can take that step. We have enough talent for you, for sure.
And Coach Dane said about you that you're a competitive young man. You love to work, you love to work hard. Mm-hmm. And so I know you played ball in Czech Republic as a young dude. So what about playing in Europe to now? How have you grown as a player from 17 until now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to always remain competitive, you know. Obviously, the mentality is a little different here than in Europe. You know, we have a lot of practice in Europe. Here's more games. So it's really trying to compete on days like this, you know, when we just play 5-on-5. So, you know, in the game days when we don't, you know, have enough runs, then you come in with the practice, and, you know, it's good to get some competition to keep that level, you know, and always be ready for the next game. You never know when your game, when your name's going to get called up.
As we know, injuries happen in the NBA, and you was ready to play. You was in rotations, ready to go, getting better defensively as well, getting strong. There's something about that, just always being ready. Whenever your number comes up, you know injury's going to happen.
Yeah, on the team. Obviously, it happened here. It's a long season, so you always got to be ready. The coaching staff make sure that, you know, the guys that don't play every day, that we stay ready, you know, so then it's easier, you know, because, you know, you're not going to get a lot of opportunities, you know, when you're in a position like that. So you got to be ready all the time, and make sure that, you know, you're ready and make the best out of it.
No doubt. Talk about working with Nick Van Exel. I know, doing pregame on game days, you were at the arena working out. What's he meant to you in your game, man, working with that guy?
Yeah, I mean, he helped me tremendously. You know, first when I got here to kind of fit in with the team, and now that I'm settling, you know, he just helped me, you know, on the court and mentally too, you know, kind of walk me through it. You know, he understands the position where I'm at. So he's helping me, you know, get through it, keep working on my game. You know, we here working a lot. So, you know, I'm excited that I have him as a coach, and he obviously helps me a lot.
No doubt. I mean, you like guard central, man. You got Nate McMillan, Nick Van Exel. Did you watch those guys when you were over in Europe and you was over there? Did you watch those guys a little bit?
I got to be honest, I didn't watch a lot because of the time difference, I haven't watched a lot of NBA games. You know, like, I watched more highlights. Obviously, I knew of them. I know the game. Once I got here, I obviously, you know, found out more about them and how they play. So, you know, it's nice to have those guards that, you know the league real well. It's nice to have them as a mentor.
No doubt. And how about going against Trey and DeJounte Murray, practice every day here in the holiday, those guys helping you get better defensively as well? Because those guys have some great moves, as you know.
For sure.
So how help you defensively, what going on with that kind of good talent every day? How does it help you at that end of the floor, B?
For sure. Well, the most part is that they're competitive too, you know. So it's nice that in practice, you know, we don't F around, you know. We're going at it, you know. We're going at it. So it's nice, you know, we have that. Everybody has that competitiveness, because then we can make each other better in practice, you know. And if everybody was kind of going through that motion, nobody would really get better. But, you know, everybody in here is really competitive, and we're trying to get better. So, you know, it helps.
No doubt. And I know, like last night's game, you all fought back. You were down, but you fought back. So it's all about your team being together, being cohesive, being calm. It's the players of the 3 C's.
Yep.
Coming back last night, even though you didn't get the win, but showing you can fight back no matter what.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a 48-minute game. You know, we always talked about that. It's start to finish. We got some games where we dropped the last, like, 3 minutes, you know. So we just got to keep our heads up, you know, and things don't go well, and, you know, execute. And like Coach said, the 3 C's, you know, that's important. And, you know, it's something we got to learn. We watched the film today, so we know what we got to do next.
And what I love about you, Beat, man, you are a great teammate. You're cheering for your guys no matter what. You're first off the bench with a good play defensively. It's about being a good teammate. You know, you're not playing, but still being engaged. You've been a great teammate to the rest of your teammates out there, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just trying to help the team any way I can. Obviously, I would rather be on court and helping them. But, you know, I'm glad that, you know, I had this opportunity. And, you know, I'm just trying to help any way I can. So on practice day, you know, like I said, just being competitive, you know, making each other better. And then on games day, you know, cheering the guys up.
No doubt. Now, we talked this previously at the arena, but something for the show, man. Talk about Lavelle Sanders, man. Who are you, both of you and I, our friends. Talk about him, what he's meant to you, and how'd you meet that guy? He's over the years, man.
I don't even remember. It's been a couple of years, I think. But, you know, he's been a good friend, you know. Talked to him a couple of times. You know, didn't have a lot of conversation with him, but, you know, good friend of mine helped me kind of settle in. And, you know, hopefully in the next couple of years, you know, I can keep in contact. And, you know, maybe sometime we can all have dinner together.
Yeah, I told him he's coming here and play Georgia State, so we can all get together.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we can get a dinner together.
You have to get a good time with Beat, man. I'll be cheering for you, brother. Thank you for time with you, brother. Be safe, man.
Appreciate it. Appreciate my guy.
All right, be crouching on the Boss Man Show.